Nudged presents The Race to Kangaroo Cliff by Alexander McCall Smith. Narrated by Crawford Logan. Chapter 1. An Unusual Rescue.
Iceberg ahead!
They were just two words, but they were enough to make the hairs on the back of Ben McTavish's neck stand on end. It was Badger Tompkins who had called out the warning. Ben and Badger shared a cabin on board the school ship Toba Mori, and they were good friends. When Badger gave his warning, they were both on watch duty, their job being to look out for anything that could imperil the ship. Since they were sailing in the southern oceans, not far from Antarctica, ice was high on the list of dangers. They were standing together at the prow, the very front of the ship. Above and behind them, secured to the towering masts, was the rigging and the great expanse of sails that drove them on their course. The wind was light, although it had blown strongly earlier that morning, and the ship was travelling slowly. That was just as well, as the last thing you want to do is to find yourself going too fast when there are icebergs about. Ben strained his eyes. The early morning fog, thick and clammy like a cold white soup all around them, made it impossible to see very far.
"Are you sure?" he asked his friend.
Badger nodded.
"It was over there," he said, pointing to the bank of swirling fog. "The fog's hiding it now, but I'm sure it's there."
He paused.
"Or pretty sure." 100% sure?" Ben pressed him.
Badger hesitated.
90%, he replied. "Or 80%. "Should we tell the captain?" asked Ben.
Badger hesitated again. Nobody wanted a false alarm, but nobody liked crashing into an iceberg either. At length he made up his mind.
"I think we should warn him," he said. "It's always better to be safe than sorry. You go, Ben. I'll stay here and keep a lookout."
Ben ran back towards the quarterdeck, where Captain Macbeth, the skipper and the school principal, was standing with some of the teachers and the student crew.
"Badger thinks he saw an iceberg," Ben informed him.
Captain Macbeth had been talking to Miss Worsfold, one of the teachers, but he cut off his conversation when he heard Ben's report.
"An iceberg, you say? Where?"
"Dead ahead," said Ben, "but a fog bank has swallowed it up and we can't see it any longer."
The captain lost no time. Shouting out his instructions, he changed the course of the great ship, causing all but a few of the sails to lose their wind and flap limply about. Almost immediately, the ship...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?